Hi, my name is Daniel Garber, and I review movies each Friday morning for culturalmining.com and Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM. Do you ever get the feeling the city is broken? That everything is splitting apart at the seams? Honking parade of cars promoting exuberant football nationalism every time a ball enters a net half a world away, bringing traffic to a halt for half a day. And south of there, something more sinister, rows of riot police securitizing the crowned heads from potential cherry bombs, demanding photo IDs from subway riders and arresting people as they come out for resembling someone described in an anonymous phone call, ma'am, and making sure nobody gets too close to the downtown freedom fence. Yep. The G20 is in town. Ah, I love the sound of tear gas in the morning. What to do? Well, you can always rub the magic lantern and go to a movie. And if you're feeling really rebellious, go to an indie movie in an underground movie theater. Escapism does have a purpose after all. One movie that seems especially appropriate is called This Movie is Broken, a rock show romance directed by Bruce McDonald, who did Roadkill, Hardcore, Logo, and Pontypool, and written by Don McKellar. I caught it at last week's North by Northeast Music Festival. This is a totally Toronto movie, a concert film shot last summer featuring Broken Social Scene with a bunch of guest musicians all up on a stage at Harborfront, but it's also a very low-key boy-meets-girl story. The guy, Greg Calderon, tells his best buddy that he just woke up in bed, not with just anyone, but with a woman he had a crush on as a 9-year-old, his ultimate crush. Pretty sophisticated Caroline, played by Georgina Riley, is studying anthropology in Paris. Can you believe it? His blonde, bearded buddy, played by Care Hewitt, wearing what a friend of mine refers to as an ironic hat, gets him to play up his status. When Caroline says she's too busy to hang out that night, he casually says, "That's too bad, because I could have got us a backstage pass at the Broken Social Scene concert tonight." "Oh, yeah?" she says. "That's what I'm busy doing tonight." "Oops." So he has to somehow get her into the concert by hook or by crook. Like I said, it's a concert movie and a lightweight romance. But I thought it went together perfectly. I'm not a follower of the band, so as an outsider, not a music critic or a fan of the group, I really enjoyed it and was totally entranced by the performances. This is one of those cases where just the story would have been too silly and just the concert would have been too concerty for me, but the sum total was just right. Interestingly, it was shot last summer during the contract dispute between the city government and the public workers when no garbage was collected and it was deposited instead in city parks and baseball diamonds, with the garbage mountains reaching epic proportions. So, good, gritty, scenic Toronto, and if we survive that, we can survive this too. Another movie I stumbled onto North by Northeast that should be easy to find online, it was made 9 years ago, is a Swiss documentary called Thomas Pynchon, A Journey into the Mind of P, directed by Donatello and Fosco Dubini. This is a weird one. Pynchon is the guy who wrote the momentous tome Gravity's Rainbow and the more compact novel with a shorter name, V. His books and the movie itself covers the huge, disturbing themes and incidents that obsessed people in the 60s and 70s. Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War, the assassination of JFK, the Vietnam War, LSD, CIA, rockets to the moon, stuff like that. So naturally, an obsessive cult has sprung up around this writer. What does he look like? Where does he live? Pynchon is known as a recluse who has never had his picture taken and whose personal information is kept, well, private. So apparently, urban legends about this guy abound. Did he used to dress up as a woman to go to bookstores unrecognized? Was he on the same plane as Lee Harvey Oswald on a crucial trip? What's his real connection to Timothy Leary and the CIA? And who really showed up to accept the National Book Award for Gravity's Rainbow? Well, they actually tell you in the movie. And in the background to all these strange unexplained mysteries is footage of subway rides sped up, music slowed down featuring The Replacements, warped 60s pop hits, slowed down, distorted till it sounds like this. "Yummy, yummy, yummy, I've got love in my tummy." And then suddenly a train going into a tunnel. I wonder what that means. It's a low-budget pop culture documentary about the followers of the Pynchon cult. But if you want some real escapism to get away from it all, there are two new places in Toronto to do just that. First, there will be 2 days of free movies at Carlton and Yonge Street in the theater there. It used to be the Carlton, but closed a while back, and is now being reopened as the Magic Lantern Theater Carlton on June 30th and July 1st. It's part of the same chain that operates the Rainbow Theaters, which are a little bit cheesy, little bit weird, but a lot of fun, and always packed with students on a budget. They charge lower prices than the big chains, but show first-run movies on the old Cineplex-style smaller screens. So now's your chance to see all the ones you wanted to catch. Academy Award nominees, foreign films, good kid movies, Canadian movies, all in one place. You can see Sarah Polley's movie Away From Her, based on Alice Munro's story about Alzheimer's, the really great animated Fantastic Mr. Fox, the Japanese movie Departures about funerals, Adam McGoyan's Chloe, and even How to Train Your Dragon, an animated kids movie about a Viking kid who meets a dragon, but a really good movie that all ages can enjoy. I liked it. And another movie theater that recently opened downtown is the aptly named Toronto Underground Cinema. I last went to that theater when it was the Golden Harvest, one of the last Chinese language movie houses. It's at 186 Spadina, north of Queen. I still remember watching a Hong Kong zombie comedy, a zomcom, where they put on the third reel of the film right after the first reel, and no one noticed for about 10 minutes. They just thought the plot was a bit jumpy. Anyway, the theater still has that slightly offbeat, don't-know-what-to-expect feel about it. The Toronto Underground Cinema is deeply underground. A nice big place, good stage and screen, popcorn, and cool old plumbing fixtures. Seriously. The three guys who run this theater program everything from amazing documentaries like Gasland to cult classics like Lady Terminator to present-day schlock like MacGruber. Ugh. They seem to be reviving the double feature, putting together two good movies that go together. If you're in the mood this weekend and really want to escape, what could be better than Hot Tub Time Machine matched up with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Oh, boy. Toronto Underground is another theater that gets noisy and fun audiences ready to hoot and holler at the good parts. This city is not broken at all. You just have to know where to go. And finally, if you're feeling more political, on June 25th, 9 to 11 p.m. at the Christie Pits is the documentary Gold Dreams, an outdoor screening put up by the Toronto Palestine Film Festival, TPFF, just in time for both the G20 and the World Cup, combining elements of both. Just to review, today I talked about This Movie is Broken, opening today, Thomas Pynchon, A Journey into the Mind of P, that played in North by Northeast, also opening is Cyrus, an interesting new comedy that I reviewed last week. And check listings for what's playing at two new theaters, the Magic Lantern Carlton and Toronto Underground Cinema. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies every Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 9.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.